The Washoe County School Board has had its fair share of controversy, with everything from budget woes to serious allegations against individual members. And now, three seats on the board are up for grabs. With me now to talk about it is Sam Gross, education reporter for the Reno Gazette-Journal. Sam, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So, first things first, the basics. Can you explain what the school board does, what kind of things they're in charge of, and why people should care who's on it?
So the school board is basically the bosses of the Washoe County School District. It's a seven-person board. As you said, three of the seats are up for grabs. They are charged with making decisions around the budget. They hire and fire the superintendent. They make all the policy around education in Washoe County. They are in charge of education here.
Okay, so let's break down each race. So you, as you mentioned, there are three seats. How many candidates are we looking at across the board?
We're looking at eight. It was originally nine, but one of the candidates has already dropped out.
And what kind of candidates are these? I mean, are they experienced? Are they green? Do they have experience in education?
It's actually overwhelmingly green. There's only one incumbent running, Deborah Feemster. She's a current school board member. Everybody else is concerned parents, concerned members of the community, people who just want to pitch in and help.
Is that pretty normal?
That's a fair question. The last school board race was packed. There were, I think, more than 20 candidates that ran, and that was a very mixed bag. But it just kind of depends on the election year.
Does it seem like there are any clear front runners right now?
Well, there's definitely candidates that are more organized than others. Some standouts to me are Ryan Gonda running for District F, which is an at-large seat. That means that it covers pretty much the eastern half of Washoe County. If you draw a line right around Virginia, South Virginia Street, and look east, that's District F. He's very organized. He was a former school board member for a very brief time after a school board member in 2016 had to step down. Another one that stands out is Deborah Feemster running for District C. She's the current school board candidate. She's an incumbent. And then Diane Vanderwell from District B, another very organized candidate.
Okay. And would you say that the organization is really what matters here when it's telling who's going to have a solid chance come election day?
Yeah, when it comes to school board, organization is generally a pretty good indicator because of the fact that you get a lot of people who are running for office for the first time. So you get a lot of people who just put their name in the bag because they feel like they want to, and then they don't fundraise, they don't really put organization behind it, they don't really start an actual campaign. So when you're going into the primaries, you actually have to pay attention to who is organizing, who's fundraising, and who's actually running a campaign.
Let's get into some of the issues. So this school board has been plagued by controversy for some time now. I mean, they violated Nevada open meeting law. Individual members have been caught up with their own scandals like sexual harassment or corporal punishment. Through your reporting, how do you gauge community trust of this board? And are candidates discussing this trust issue?
So trust is a difficult thing to gauge. A lot of times we look at social media and the chatter that goes on our stories. But a lot of times you get mostly negative feedback there. But as you had mentioned, there has been quite a few times in the past this board has breached the public trust through open meeting law violations and things like that. And those are things that have been recognized by the Attorney General's office. And there does seem to be kind of a culture of mistrust in the school district right now.
So for more than a decade, the school district has had a budget in the red. How are candidates talking about that? I mean, are there any specific changes people are mentioning?
Fiscal issues are a huge theme in this race. There are a number of candidates that are looking at how the school board is spending, the school district is spending the WC1 sales tax dollars. There's been a lot of criticism there, a lot of skepticism around how the funds are being used and if they're being used in the correct way. And of course, there's this 11-year-long budget deficit that's been going on. And there's a lot of people who have a lot of different opinions on how to fix that. All in all, it seems like financial issues are a big issue being talked about.
But there's no like consensus between the candidates on what should be done?
No, not so much.
What other kinds of issues are these candidates bringing up?
A big one, at least in our reporting that we've gotten in response, was around the gender-neutral bathrooms that are being proposed for new schools in the Washoe County School District. It's something that you're going to see in all of the new schools being built in the future. Basically, there is going to be no men's and women's restrooms. It's going to be a kind of an open-air restroom with a series of single stalls that are going to be closed off. And parents are very concerned, and a lot of these candidates running for office are also concerned as well.
Okay. Well, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks so much. That was Sam Gross. He covers education for the Reno Gazette-Journal. Sam, thanks so much.
No problem. Thanks for having me.